Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Once again, you have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, do go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the left side of the page. There we are on social media platforms. I'm getting reports from friends on social media platforms right now that they're not getting notices any longer, even after resubscribing. I will make a call. We'll hopefully take care of that right away. Now, keep in mind, I want you to all remember this, okay? Everybody listening right now in 156 cities, 53 countries, everybody listening to us on social media platforms, this kind of stuff doesn't happen to the mainstream media. I wanted to let you know there's no censorship going on with the mainstream media. Those that are giving you fake news and propaganda outlets that are giving you and promulgating misinformation on a daily basis, there is zero censorship going on with any of them. And this includes your favorite conservative talking heads. As long as they're confined to their talking points and they're obeying their masters and serving the golden calf, everything's good for them. But if you hold to the word, you hold to the Constitution, the law that exposes them for their crimes, you get censored. Just wanted to let you know that real quick. I will take care of that issue. Thanks for the heads up on that. Also, go over to BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of the page. BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of the page. If you want to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here. First commandment of Exodus 20 of the Ten Commandments is what? Thou shalt have no other gods before me. And who is it that we follow, friends? His name is Jesus. No one comes to the Father but by me. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me in John 14:6. Now, I have in my hand right now, because we're going to be talking about pro-gun actors. Did you guys know this? Like the Stallones and the Schwarzeneggers and all these, you know, these action heroes that promote gun violence. Did you know that these pro-gun actors are the most pro anti-gun propagandist there is? Isn't that interesting? Do as I say, but don't do as I do, right? Matthew 23, verse 3. Isn't it interesting how they teach people how to commit the crime? And then the first ones to say that the American people shouldn't have guns. But see, again, watch them like politicians, because like these hypocrites, these pro-gun actors that promote anti-gun agendas, it's interesting how they have armed guards protecting them from the people that they're deceiving. Isn't this insane? I mean, folks, do we have eyes to see and ears to hear? Read Jeremiah 5:21. This is absolutely ridiculous, but we're going to get to that in a minute. Matter of fact, I have in front of me right now from the Gun Owners of America, Facebook censors GOA, Gun Owners of America. Listen carefully, Americans. This is all aimed at you. Just like I've continuously said, friends, you are the ones that are under attack. This isn't about a foreign enemy, folks. Remember what James Madison, the fourth president of the United States of America, rightly said when he said, if tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, it will always come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. And the fact of the matter is, it's not a foreign enemy. They're homeborn enemies that have committed the act of treason against us. And that is the truth. Article 3, Section 3, also Luke 22:48. Read those when you get a moment, friends. Okay, but it says Facebook censors GOA and then tries to cover up the ATF. Unconstitutional. Isn't it interesting how they're using unconstitutional agencies to war against our constitutional God-given rights, namely the Second Amendment? Wow! So Facebook is censoring the GOA and then tries to cover up the ATF gun registry. They're empowering these agencies to strip you of your God-given rights. Americans, open your eyes. Open your eyes. But then again, now speaking of and going to the next point, line upon line, precept upon precept, it's interesting, friends, the type of people that they're using and what type they are. And when I call them useful idiots, you're going to understand all the more here. I want you to watch this really quick, and then I'm going to tell you who he is after you watch this or hear this audio, okay? Again, social media platform, sonsoflibertymedia.com, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. Check it out.
Come on. Everyone's going to hear what we're talking about.
Look at this guy right here. He just got busted driving hours.
No. First of all, you guys were on a path.
Hold your horses.
18 years old. I thought you could do this.
Pay attention.
You knew he was.
This is an executive from a major outlet concerning the CIA-controlled media. These are the useful idiots.
I got to go.
You don't have to go.
This guy just got busted driving hours to have sex with underage kids.
All right.
What's going on here in the scene?
I do not want to talk. That just shows you're guilty. You know,
well, we want to hear you right. Well.
See, it doesn't fare very well when the American people take it back to these people, folks. But this is how you get your game on. This is how you win the day. This is who these people are. These useful idiots that are promulgating misinformation all day long.
Stage is yours,
pay attention, folks. It's going to come as no surprise to you as to who he is in just a moment.
Get him off of these hacks.
Yeah. This guy just drove hours to get young kids, he says, off of these apps that he was using to meet up with these young kids to have sex with them. He's been busted.
Because pedophiles.
Yeah, but I'm not a pedophile.
So wait, you did know the age. Let's backtrack there.
I did it 2 minutes
ago. You're
18 years old.
That's not what I told you. I'm going to stop rolling here.
And isn't it interesting, friends? That's all they are. That's all they are, is exposed on social media platforms. Are they being charged? Nope, because the American people give them a pass. And again, it all stops when the American people quit giving these criminals a pass. This is why they act like they're above the law, because the people are not the law, nor are they the strength of the law to enforce it under judgment. Guess who this guy was, friends? He was an NBC News anchor, Zach Wheeler, who drove 3 hours to meet what he thought was an underaged child. These are the people that are advocating pedophilia. These are the ones that are pushing the sodomite agenda, which is illegal in every state in this country. Folks, upon arrival, he was met by the 607 Predator Hunters. You go, guys. Great job. He said, I was here to talk to that kid to get him off of these apps. Wow, this is crazy. Folks, they do whatever you let them get away with, and this is why it needs to stop, and we're the ones that are going to stop it, in Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to be right back.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
It's a jungle out there. Disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. We are back from California. I just wanted to let you know there was technical difficulties right at the beginning of the show. Just again, exposing the censorship that goes on with this show here. Right at 2 o'clock, friends, right at start time, guess what happens? The internet goes down. And again, you can't make this up. This does not happen, folks, to the mainstream media conservative talking heads, does it? Nope, absolutely not. And it should come as no surprise as to why this is in fact happening. Did you see this? This is brand new. UAFreeport.com. Okay? UAFreeport.com just reported, for those that didn't hear this, here you go. House passes domestic terrorism bill allowing the FBI to silence conservatives who disagree with them. Just think about that. Boy, was George Washington right? Oh, you better know he was right. Common sense comes into play here, friends. No doubt about it. Well, what are you talking about? George Washington said that you'd be led as sheep to the slaughter if freedom of speech is ever taken away. And this is their end aim. They want to criminalize the American people. Have we figured this much out yet? Well, here we are again, friends. Brand new report. House passes domestic terrorism bill. Folks, again, remember what the definition of terrorism is. Oxford's English Dictionary, the original meaning to terrorism and definition to terrorism is, guess what? Government by intimidation. Is that what's happening here? Oh, you better know that's what's happening here. Now everybody's worried about the new outbreak. You know, some people are online, they're paying attention. They said, you know, I just got rid of all of my other party favorites concerning the last crisis they created. I mean, this is what's happening in America, friends, is totally insane to say the least. It's totally insane to say the least. Ben Swan just reported that Fauci just received the NIH just received a $350 million royalty check. Here, let me break this down for you. They create the crisis. That's what they did. The plandemic. They couldn't prove it at any given time. How many different strains of that of COVID, friends? They blow it up. They embellish it. They bolster, manufacture their numbers. They created everything. They manufactured everything. Okay. Then what happens? The corrupt cronies in politics, the incumbent, they pass a bill stealing money away from the taxpayers to reallocate illegally to buy vaccines. That's how they just laundered that money. That's how Fauci just got paid $350 million in royalties. But you know what? I'm a conspiracy theorist, you know? This just really isn't happening. Nope. And then it went from what? It went from the COVID-19 when they lost the narrative, which they did. All of a sudden it fell down. And before you knew it, everybody was paying attention to the homosexual, the sodomite advocating, crimes against the Ukrainian people over there. I'm sorry, the actor over there that they installed to become the dictator in chief over there in Ukraine. And boy, I got to tell you, friends, just coming back from California, the stupidity of the American people to get behind every created crisis every step of the way sickens me and it embarrasses me to no end. But again, friends, this is what we put up with. And guess what? We're going to get more of it and more of it. Wanted to highlight another thing, too, that we found out in California this last week. And it was no surprise to us. But did you know that just like Hillary Clinton, they found out that 17 million of her followers on Twitter, her Twitter account, were completely fabricated. They were fake. Did you know that? Did you know that Barack Hussein Obama, 19 million followers on Facebook and Twitter, I'm sorry, were completely fake? Completely fake. No surprise here. Last week, they found out that Joe Biden had 22 million followers, friends. 22 million followers. I wonder where they found them. Did you know what they found? 11 million followers on his Twitter account just a little bit less than half were fake followers. They were all contrived. You notice how I keep reiterating the point that they always want to make themselves to be a lot bigger than what they really are? This is what they're scared to death of, Americans, that you're going to figure out that they're lying to you on a 24/7 basis. They're browbeating you with lies and deceptive measures every step of the way. Ephesians 4:14, John 8:44, and it's exactly what they're going to continuously do. Just think about that. All of these followers, all of these voters that put Joe Biden in office, over half of them, friends, were completely fake. Oh, well, Bradley, that's ludicrous. Oh, no, I'm not done yet. I'm just starting here, right? Did you know that they just went to Louisiana? And when they went over to Louisiana, they were looking for the most liberal city. That's what they call it. Liberal within itself defines out to be a good-meaning word, friends. Look out the definition for liberal in Webster's 1828 dictionary, and you'll find out what I'm telling you is true. But this is what I want you to hear. They went to that of Louisiana, and they went into one of these particular cities, and they started to ask all the people that were supporters of Joe Biden, expecting, friends, that there was going to be quite a few people that were there to support Joe Biden, Kamala Harris. And lo and behold, friends, guess what? They couldn't find them. I kid you negative. They couldn't find the Joe Biden supporters. I just got back from California late last night. And, folks, I seen three stickers, Joe Biden. I'm not talking about in California. I seen one in California, and I seen two in Minnesota. Stickers that are in support for Joe Biden. When they went out looking for Joe Biden supporters, reports the Daily Allegiant, .com, guess what they found? They went out looking for Joe Biden supporters, but guess what they found? Well, they said it's really hard to find anyone who is a huge Joe Biden fan, which is strange considering that he allegedly won the election with 81 million votes, right? And then they said, strange, right? Question mark. At any rate, we all know that it was stolen. That's what they said. And that there was no way that blubbering Biden won over that of his other installed partner named Donald Trump. Put that up against 2 Chronicles 19:2 when you get a moment. They reported, one reporter decided to go out and find these Biden supporters in the liberal city of New Orleans, okay? One would think that if you're looking for Biden supporters, that would be the place to be, but that was not the case at all. Friends, you're being lied to. You're being lied to. This is why the FBI, these other agencies that are acting as the modern-day version of the Gestapo, are coming down hard on people such as myself, because they don't want you to find out the truth of the matter, that they don't have the support that they claim that they have. And this is going to come back too, friends. Just go ahead and mark it down. Just like I continuously tell you, go ahead and mark it down. This is going to come back full circle. I'm going to sit there and I'm going to say, not pridefully, but humbly and sorrowfully, that I told you so. But you can go ahead and mark my words on the next thing I'm going to say. That's the reason the borders are wide open for illegals to come into America. This is why corrupt mayors and governors are using your tax dollars to draw these illegals into America, into American cities, to put them on welfare, to create dependence, so they have the support now in the mainstream media to embellish and to give you the illusion that they are there now to support Joe Biden, okay, and whatever other candidate they put up. And it sickens me to the core. But they don't have the support that they want you to believe that they have, friends. That's why they're alluring these illegals into the United States of America. And as I said again, friends, just as Saul Alinsky rightly said, cause the enemy to believe that there's a lot more of us than there really is. It's going over and over. So here's the question. And what comes to my aid right now is Proverbs 28. The wicked flee when none pursueth. The wicked flee with none pursueth. And you can mark my words on this one, too. Go ahead, write it down. Tuesday, May 24th, 2:27 p.m., Central Standard Time Zone. They're going to have to use foreign armies to do their biddings. And you can rest assured that's on the agenda as well. Americans, that's why you need to stand up and do the right thing right now and begin to deal with these people that are acting in such an unlawful manner at every given step of the way. Now, I'm going back full circle before this next hard break. The first segment was completely blocked out because we were completely shut down for the first 10 minutes. The first 10 minutes. Just got back from California. Everything was going. Everything was set and ready to go. Just like 2 weeks ago when we had Alex Newman on, and all of a sudden everything went down. Folks, I guess if I'm trying to reiterate more, you know, one point more than any other, you are under attack. And I'm going to say it again. You are under attack. Guys like me are under attack. The conservatives of the day are not under attack because they're controlled opposition. They are not a threat to the establishment that everybody complains about. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to come back on the other side and share a little more of my experience that I had in Rancho Santa Fe, California, which, by the way, was a great event. I don't say this very often, but I really enjoyed the time that we had there because I believe that we had kindling, good kindling, to start the fires that need to be started across the state of California. But here's the question. Why is everybody running from California to go to Texas or to go over to Florida? We'll be right back.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
There's been an update to the Republican gubernatorial candidates in Michigan. Katie Lewis has a special report.
And then there were five. The Michigan Elections Bureau says five of the 10 Republicans running for governor failed to file enough valid signatures for their nomination. Those include James Craig and Perry Johnson, along with Michael Markey and Donna Brandenburg. In related news, Captain Michael Brown has taken himself out of the race. The Board of State Canvassers will meet Thursday to consider the Bureau's findings. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Three people have died after a people smuggling boat capsized off the coast of eastern Mexico. Four others were rescued after the 25-foot vessel capsized on Monday off a part of Veracruz State where the Tonalá River meets the Gulf of Mexico. The boat was carrying Honduran refugees. USA Radio News. The former Pennsylvania Attorney General is going to jail, Ken Burns reports.
The former Attorney General of Pennsylvania was sentenced to 2 months to a year in jail for violating parole. Kathleen Kane was the first woman and the first Democrat elected to the AG position in the Keystone State. She quit after being convicted in 2016 for leaking grand jury material to embarrass a rival. Kane was arrested in March for drunk driving. She was given credit for time already served and was scheduled to be paroled directly into resident rehab. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
The Justice Department is updating its use of force policy to direct federal agents to intervene if they witness any law enforcement official using excessive force in a way that violates the law. Attorney General Merrick Garland said the department's policy had not been updated since 2004. Garland's memo states that the policy of the Department of Justice is to value and preserve human life. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Really quick, I just want to let everybody know, over the last week, I've been in ministry for 23 years. I've been going hard. I've not looked back. The Bible says clearly, put your hand to the plow and don't look back. The Lord said if you do so, you're not fit for the kingdom of God. And I got to be honest with you, friends. There's people out there in the church of America, every single year of their life, they take a 40-day sabbatical. And me, for the life of me, don't understand that. That's like saying, hey, take your kids and kick them out of your house for 40 days and refresh yourself. No, that's not how it works. I mean, it's your baby. You got to take care of your baby. You're responsible for your ministry. You got to stay in the loop. You got to stay close. You got to stay consecrated as unto the Lord for the people. That's the purpose. That's the heart of the Lord. Matthew 4:19, Luke 19:10. Read them both. One of my friends, Michael, out in Arkansas, called me up one day and he said, Bradley, he goes, you know what? You need to take a break. And I said, you know what, and it's still, it's true. You put your hand on the sword and you don't let go. Even when you try to take a break, you're not letting go. Sword of the Spirit's in your hand all the time. And you don't take your hat off and act like the world when you're in the world, and then when you're in the church, you know, with your Christian friends, and you act like them. No, it's all the time here. It really is. And he said, it's interesting, he goes, because sometimes when you take that break, what'll happen is you'll come back with revelation. You'll be refreshed enough to receive revelation. And I just said, you know what? Got off the phone with my friend Michael out in Arkansas, and I said, you know what? I'm going to take 7 days off. I got an event to do in California We track every, we're having church all the time. Even if I am taking a break, which I don't know that I really took a break, but going back and again, going full circle with this conversation that I had with Michael, I just said, I'm taking a break. I'm taking 7 days off because if I'm not no good for myself, I'm not going to be no good for the people. And just for the record, that was the first 7 days off I've ever taken off of radio in 17 years, ever. And so what we did is we ran the best of all week. I needed to revive just a little bit. Did we do that? A little tiny bit. Am I glad that we did what we did? Yep, I am. As a matter of fact, we flew to San Diego, which the airlines and the whole process of going from Minnesota to San Diego, for the most part, was back to normal. And so we did what we did. We got there. We met with Ray Comfort, Living Waters Ministry. We spent a little time with him. You know, pinking and blue and tracking people everywhere we go. Aside of that, then we spent a little time with a producer on my wife's new album, which I introduced you to a couple weeks ago. She just did a new video. So did my son. I think you guys are going to like it. And I'm talking to my radio family here. Okay. For those that are outside of my radio family and you're becoming a part of our radio family, that's what I'm doing right now is a little bit of an introduction to that. And so on Saturday, we did an event in Rancho Santa Fe at a high school, which turned out to be fantastic. And I'm so happy we did it. And then we spent some time with our friends that are very involved as to what's taking place in California there. And I'll get to more of what I want to say concerning to what are the talking heads leading you to. And because it applies to this conversation from start to finish, believe me. But we did the event, and I was so glad that we did the event. And then we took two more days off with our friends there. And I know there was more to that, but I can't recollect what it is. And then we got up yesterday in San Diego, and then we just kind of walked it out, got back on the airplane, and came back home. And again, it was just something that we haven't done in 17 years of radio, and I've not done that in 23 years of ministry. And I can honestly tell you, I'm still quickened during that time that I'm trying to take a break, where I'm always, again, ready for whatever we need to do, because I'm always rearing to do it again and again and again. So I wanted to let you know where we were, what we were doing. I wasn't, like, doing this incognito. I wasn't acting covert-like. I still posted every day, but we just did the best of throughout the week, and that's exactly what we needed to do, so we did it. And boy, oh boy, folks, we got some stuff coming up in Michigan. We got some stuff coming up in Ohio. We got some stuff coming up in Tennessee, and we're just on top of our game. But I got to tell you this. I was so happy that we could fly again, because that took off about 40-some hours, 44 hours of that trip that we just took to California. Last year we drove it, which was 50 hours, and it's a three-and-a-half-hour trip there, three-and-a-half hours back. So it saves a lot of energy, let's put it that way. So anyways, thank you for the warm welcome back to my friends, and we totally appreciate you as much as you do us. But again, we needed to take that break, that's all. Nothing more, nothing less. So I wanted to also let you know that if you want to check us out, I'm going to highlight a couple more things, and then we're going to get over to our main topic, to what are the talking heads leading you. They're teaching you to run. I'm going to get to that in just a moment. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, that's who we are, what it is that we do. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, go ahead and check out that website. We're on the top left side of the page, live on a social media platform. Subscribe to that page, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, and or go over to BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of the page as well. BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of the page as well. Now, when you're over there, friends, I want you to remember, again, to go ahead and share a away those articles, share away those links after you subscribe yourself. Also want to let you know that if you want to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Also wanted to say one more thing. So we get to California, and while we're there, my radio family knows this, we're not a begging ministry. We don't serve sponsors. We don't have a golden calf here that we serve. But when we got out there, we were hoping that everything was going to kind of pan out at the end of the day. But when we got to California and we did the event, it was interesting that people almost just expected us to show up and do what we did. as if to suggest that we have, you know, millions of dollars laying around to go ahead and just pay for the next event and the next event. And what's crazy about it is Glenn Beck won't go anywhere for less than $100,000. And he ain't bringing what we bring. You can rest assured. None of them are. But they're all getting paid. They're all aggrandizing their wealth. And for some reason or another, we weren't even asked. We weren't even asked during the time that we spent out here if we were taken care of. And I thank God for the people that support us. And that's the reason I was going to insert this into the conversation right now. Please don't forget about the ministry friends. Because without you supporting us, we can't do what we do. Let me say it again. Without your support, we can't do what we do. We didn't even pay for the airplane tickets. We weren't compensated even for the airplane tickets to get out there to do the event. And I, for the life of me, do not understand people. At no time did anybody say, were you guys taken care of? At no time. I've never seen it before. I don't understand it. But people need to begin to understand that this ministry is not making millions of dollars every year. This is a prophetic black and white ministry. Like it or not, we're giving you the word. We're holding it to the Constitution. And we depend upon your support. And if you don't know that, you're not going to be able to respond to that. Please do consider being a son or a daughter of Liberty by going to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go over to the store and you can check it out. And do consider supporting this ministry and keeping us out there because we are delivering fruit, not every week, but every day. And if you want to see that, you go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and you ask other people because that's as far as I'm going to go with it. sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you want to call in at any time, we got a segment and a half here. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Wanted to let you know that if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Wanted to highlight two things before we get to the main topic. Here it is. Fox News, controlled opposition. These are the good guys. They are not the good guys. They're put up to be the good guys, just like Donald Trump is put up to be the good guy. Okay? Fact of the matter is they're all on the same team. The delusion is that you have an option between the right and the left, but the fact of the matter is they're corralling into the same area that they want you to go into. They're corralling the sheep. Regardless, again, if you're falling for the divide-and-conquer game here, Mark 3:25, that the mainstream media continuously pushes, that's where you're going to end up in the same place no matter who you follow. Because they're installed, okay? They're appointed. There's no difference. And I believe that because of this ministry, Americans across the country are beginning to have that conversation, and I'm thankful that you are listening. Praise God for it. But I wanted you to see this. Fox News, John Roberts finally breaks the silence about vaccine injuries. Okay. This is after the fact. This is after they have aggrandized billions onto themselves. All of a sudden, here they come. Too late, of course. Appointed, of course. They want you to feel appeased about it. But this outlet, thelibertybunker.com, reported 2 months ago, I helped to publicize the story, the 375,000 page views and counting, that the Fox News network took money from the Biden regime to push COVID vaccine propaganda on their networks relentlessly. Okay? Fox News, like almost all the other corporate media outlets, did not reveal the crucial fact to its audience, an astonishing breach of journalistic ethics that should never be forgiven or forgotten. She's exactly right. Meanwhile, Fox News executives are continuing to enforce vaccine mandates with their own employees, even though the mandates have been halted by the courts. Fox is even offering $500 to any employee right now who proves they got the jab. Isn't that crazy? Hey, bad guys, I want you to listen to me carefully. You useful idiots, this is what I'm trying to tell you. This is a mercy of God. Here's the truth that you might not want to hear. While you're doing the biddings of those that are paying you because you're just doing your job, just keep in mind that you're expendable. They could care less about you, okay? They're still pushing what they know is unconstitutional. Why is that? Here's the other thing. A fully vaxxed, fully boosted politician suffers a massive stroke. How do you think that happened, friends? Because Like they say of the mob, Bugsy Siegel did, we only kill our own, and it's exactly what they're doing. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Heidi. Brother Bradley speaks fundamental biblical truth and aligns it with our world today. His love of our country and its veterans and his battle for our constitutional freedoms are all reasons we love our homegrown Minnesota man, Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. So let's get to this. So what are today's conservatives leading you towards? I'm telling you, to run from the fight, that's what. Now, going back to California, when I did the event in Santa Fe, Rancho Santa Fe, a beautiful area, by the way, and I got to tell you, I love California. I love California. And so while I'm doing the event, I have all these people talking about how all these people that lived in California are all of a sudden moving out of California. And, of course, we've talked about this in 15,000 different ways. But here again, it only goes to prove the point that they love their country so much that when trouble comes, what they do, they're the first ones to stand up and capitulate. I looked at the people in California and I said, why are you moving from California? Why are your friends moving from California? The going gets a little rough and they turn and capitulate? Psalm 78 verse 9? That's disobedience towards the Lord. And I began to think about it because we're on a national a playground here. And I started to think about other people that lived in California or they lived in New York. And then when the government got corrupt, more corrupt, I should say, they were the first ones, these said conservatives, that stood up and ran away from the fight. How shameful. How shameful. You know, Jesus said in Matthew 5:13, you are the salt of the earth, but if the salt have lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing. They're good for nothing. But to be cast out and to be trodden under the foot of men. As I said, I just got home from speaking at the event at Rancho Santa Fe, California. While there, again, I heard over and over all of those who have left the great state of California. They have left and are leaving the state because of, again, all of the corruption within the walls of their government. Folks, they believe for some reason or another they're going to run from the problem. Now, you might want to read Amos 6:3. You will be hunted down. These are issues that we're dealing with, speaking namely of California and New York and other states. If you're contemplating leaving your state, let me just say this. What the veterans fight, bleed, and they die in many cases fighting off tyrants in other countries that you are now submitting to here? This is a problem that, again, is going to come to your front door. These issues are not going to go away. The Lord is going to cause you to face off with them in one fashion or another. Either you're going to stand up and obey 1 Timothy 6:12, or you're going to submit and be enslaved. And then once you're enslaved or you're behind a barbed wire fence, you're going to sit back and you're going to say to yourself, boy, I wish I would have responded to the Lord when I had the time to respond. Well, guess what? That ain't going to work. Because you're not promised tomorrow. You're not promised a return of opportunities. And the Bible's clear in the book of Ephesians chapter 5 that we are to redeem the time for the days are evil. But again, the point that I want to make here is, why is it that people, when it gets hard, they want to get up and they want to move away from what they're responsible for creating? Their sin finds them out. Numbers 32:23. Their sin finds them out, and then what they want to do is they want to, when they see the government have free hand, and they're so emboldened to go ahead and assail them at will because of their apathy, because of their tolerance, now they want to go, they're a part of it, right? They're a part of the problem in California. Then they want to go up, stand up, and move all of their stuff over to Florida, over to Texas, or to South Dakota, so they can bring the leaving that they had in California to the new states that they're going to. Oh my goodness, really? Do you know that people in Florida don't want people from California over there? Because they see them as being the responsible party for the government that they do have. They do. Every country deserves the government that it has. It's a reflection of the people. I don't blame them. Same thing in Texas. They don't want them coming from California. Same thing in New York. Hey folks, they don't, same thing from Florida and Texas and other states, South Dakota. They don't want New Yorkers coming in. If you can't stand up and be a Christian patriot where you live and fight off the wolves there, we definitely don't want you coming here and spreading the disease per se. A little leaving it the whole lump. They don't want you there. You're a part of the problem. And again, I sat there and I listened to the people. They've lost 2.5% of their population in California, according to the Los Angeles Times. See, they love their country so much that they're, again, willing to have someone else sacrifice for the freedoms that they have. And then when it's time for them to actually partake with the sacrifice to give freedoms unto their children the way that our forefathers did, read the preamble of the U.S. Constitution. For us, folks, they're the first ones gone. I want to say this. You're not worthy of the freedoms that you have. You're shameful. You're an embarrassment. I told the people in California, because I heard some of the people that were there that were leading up the event in some cases, that were talking of moving too. How do you call yourself a Christian, patriot, conservative, all derived from the Christ? How is it that you call yourself a Christian? Let's just go to him. You call yourself a Christian, but when it's time to go to the cross, you try to get away from the cross. Well, you've been dancing around the cross your whole life anyways. So you don't want the cross, but you want the crown, right? You don't want the fight, but you want your freedoms. You're not worth the freedoms that you have. Well, you say that's pretty harsh. Well, it's true. It's totally true. Shame on the American people, especially those that live in New York, those that live in Minnesota or any other state, that when the going gets rough, you're the first ones to pull up stakes and leave. That is about as unchristian as it gets. It's about the most unpatriotic thing I've ever heard of. It's a lack of gratitude. That's why you think the way that you think. Going back to this event, I heard some people talking about leaving, going to a different state. These leaders. And I said no, and I said it in front of everybody, the way I should. That's what a preacher does, right? The law of truth is in my mouth. Go to Malachi chapter 2. I believe it's verse 6. As a matter of fact, I better go ahead and highlight that one so I can make sure, which I always want to do. Yep, that's right. Malachi 2:6. The law of truth is in my mouth. We're called to preach the truth that makes men free. John 8:32. 2 Corinthians 3:17. But let's get to this, okay? I said to them, instead of garnering people or gathering up people together to leave the state of California, why don't you call people all across the United States that aren't as bad off as you are in California and tell them to move to California and face off with this communist lawfully? What would happen to the tyrants, these despots, these dictator wannabes? What would happen when all the good people from other states actually rose up and moved to California? I'll tell you what would happen. Newsom would move out. Corruption would move out because they would see that the people in this country are not going to tolerate their communistic ideologies, which are destroying their souls and the country at the end of the day. Now, this is what's terrible about all of this, because when I'm talking and having this conversation with the good people of California, I also began to think about all the people that I know on a national basis, even people we've had on the radio before, Ben Shapiro being one of them. You know that Benny loves California so much, and I told you before, friends, he's controlled opposition. It's amazing how the mainstream media and old Benny, they go right down the same avenue, don't they? He's an antichrist. I don't not like Ben. I'm embarrassed for Ben, but I'm embarrassed for the people that don't pay attention to what, in fact, in this case, that Ben is doing. Again, keep in mind, we've had him on the show before, and he needs to be called out about some of these issues, and I'd be more than happy to do so. But why, Ben, do you love California so much, and now it's getting a little rough, Mr. I'm worth $25 million now? Right? Fleecing the American people that I should be serving. Right? Isn't it interesting that Ben Shapiro says on the Daily Wire, they're leaving California. Why? Because terrible governance has consequences. This is the talking heads of the day that I continuously warn you about, Americans. They're good for nothing. They're so smart. Hey, do you guys know that Ben Shapiro took the jab? Do you know that they're so smart, they don't have ears to hear or eyes to see. It's craziness to me. Another one is Jordan Peterson. He's such a smart guy. The dummy takes the jab so he can travel, only to find out after the fact that they're experimental jabs that are killing and genociding the people. Why are the American people listening to these people? I want to tell you this, too. These are also the same conservatives of the day that are not being censored. That should tell you a whole lot about what's going on here. I want to tell you another one is none other than Glenn Beck. He was another one. Oh, folks, this is the tip of the iceberg. The going gets rough, and what do? These are the first ones. This guy left New York. Glenn Beck had to move to Dallas to build film, TV, and radio studios. Why? Because it was just getting a little too tough for old Glenny over there. Hey, folks, this is un-American. We don't run from the fight. We run to it, right? Remember, these colors don't run. Love you by what we do, and we'll talk to you in 23 hours. Sorry for the delays, friends, on social media platforms. I'm so sorry.
The earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.